From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A sunny weekend in Los Angeles. Imagine all the fun things to do. You could hang out at the beach, go rollerblading, go to Disneyland, or you could spend the day in a graveyard searching for the tombs of Hollywood celebrities. Well, there's a group of people who devote lots of their free time to doing just that, over and over again, year in, year out. This week, we're checking in on some Americans and their hobbies, people whose passion for their leisure activities borders on the obsessive. Today, a quest for the rich and famous and dead with a group that calls itself the Hollywood Underground. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Celebrity grave hunting, serious celebrity grave hunting, is a risky business because if you want to get close to dead film legends like Clark Gable, Carol Lombard, or Jean Harlow, you're going to have to get through some doors, chains, and gates designed to keep the public out. So on a recent Sunday, members of Hollywood Underground began their hunt at the Forest Lawn Cemetery in Glendale, California, with some logistical planning.
Do you want to go that way and then walk through? The only problem is if I go through this way, I can just tell them where we're going.
Ann Parisi and Gail Powers sit in Gail's car outside Forest Lawn's Great Mausoleum, or GM as they like to call it. The GM is a holy grail for grave hunters, housing the remains of some of Hollywood's biggest names. The group has encountered Fort Knox-like security here. Many of the above-ground crypts are off-limits to celebrity snoopers. Dana Cottrell pokes his head in the car window to find out if the guard on this day is a friendly face group members nicknamed for his love of muffins.
Is that the muffin man in there?
I don't think so. I think it's someone new.
Oh, boy.
Ready for action? Hollywood Underground heads for the Great Mausoleum. Once safely past the front guard, six group members zip to the hot spots. With furtive glances left and right and up at the ubiquitous cameras, they duck under a sign that reads "Property Owners Only" and find the crypts for Gable, Lombard, Harlow. A quick picture, a few moments silently staring, and then out. The adrenaline rush moments actually are a small part of this hobby. A hunt really isn't complete without finding a new crypt or two, and often those crypts belong to the not-so-famous in an easily accessible area. Lisa Burks finds a simple bronze-colored plate engraved with the name Otto Winkler, an MGM studio publicist who died in the 1942 plane crash that killed Carol Lombard.
And so that was like another missing piece of history, not only just to take his picture, but to be in the presence. And it was a little sad knowing how he died, but it was also an honor to be able to stop by and say hello.
Why, you may ask, is a bright 44-year-old marketing analyst for Yahoo saying hi to dead people? Is this more a condition, perhaps, than a hobby? After all, it isn't just a once-in-a-while endeavor. Lisa Burks has been visiting many of these same graves at Forest Lawn for the last 15 years. It always felt comfortable, but she knows people think this grave hunting is morbid, which is why she was so excited when she heard about Hollywood Underground.
It's just a lot of fun to know that there's so many other people out there, you just don't feel like such a freak. It's like, well, or at least you're not alone.
Since starting in 1998, Hollywood Underground has grown to about 200 members. They hunt in small groups to avoid detection and range from veterans to breathless newcomers.
Oh, my God. It's George Burns.
We have now moved to Forest Lawn's Freedom Mausoleum, where there's less security and where Faith Baldwin is having some first-time oh my God moments. It's a bit like watching the red carpet at a Hollywood gala event, except instead of the stars waving back, the memories of their lives play back in the mind.
Very well, Doctor.
Doctor?
Well, how does that sound to you, dear? You like me to call you a doctor?
Yeah, but you better call one for yourself, too. What's this all about?
Well, I sent your handwriting in to be analyzed, and you're in the wrong business. You have the hands of a surgeon.
What?
Your handwriting has revealed the inner you, the real George Burns. You were never meant to be an actor. That's why people laugh at you.
The front of one crypt reads Gracie Allen, 1902 to 1964, and George Burns, 1896 to 1996, together again. In the same room, an inscription for the actor who starred in Shane, Alan Ladd, reads 1913 to 1964, beloved husband and father, in this heart of mine, you live all the time.
You know, I like a man who watches things go on around. Means he'll make his mark someday. A long time since I've seen a Jersey cow.
Faith Baldwin touches the crypt with the back of her hand. I ask if she's an Alan Ladd fan, and she answers, through my mother. A day walking among crypts and graves requires some processing afterwards. Hollywood Underground members choose a favorite Mexican restaurant in Glendale. That's right, margaritas instead of the blood of a sacrificial virgin. These are fairly normal and normal-looking people, despite the fact that Anne Parisi wears a black T-shirt with a picture of Frankenstein and the words, "The monster is loose." Some of them are married, some have kids, some have pets. They all have a love of old Hollywood, the glamour, says former high school English teacher Gail Powers, and the secrets.
These old movie stars really protected themselves from any kind of scandal. That was exactly what they tried to move away from. And so when you find out about the way they lived their lives, it was very human, but interesting too. They weren't as perfect as they were perceived to be back then.
This seems to separate the grave hunters from the many tourists who simply want a snapshot of a celebrity headstone. Hollywood Undergrounders truly know their celebrities. They read, they share information on the internet, and going to the cemetery completes that knowledge. Dana Cottrell.
They are there. Their mortal remains. Maybe their spirit is not, but their mortal remains are there, and we are there looking at them. It's like a cosmic connection.
And a respectful one, says Cottrell, who's 52 and retired from the Navy. Group members duck under chains and occasionally use a credit card to unlock a door, but Cottrell says they're never loud or disrespectful. They don't deface gravestones or flick cigarette butts or bust into cemeteries at night like the unprofessional grave hunters, as Hollywood Underground members call them. Call it a morbid hobby if you'd like, but group members say celebrity grave hunting is just the opposite. Indeed, they spend a lot more time talking about lives than deaths, and what could be more life-affirming than planning their annual dinner bash. As they left the cemetery, they chattered about the catered affair coming up in October, a time for Hollywood Underground's 200 members to get together, trade information and stories, in an appropriate setting, of course. The Cathedral Mausoleum at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, final resting place for Rudolph Valentino, and one member winked, "It's very dark, dank, and creepy." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You can see photos of members of the Hollywood Underground and some of the grave sites they've visited at our website, npr.org.